On our reality check today, we talk about the COVID situation in our jailhouses and prisons. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Kevin Dayton on the line today. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
So you've got a headline. The unions are calling for the removal of Chief Nolan Espinda.
Yes, they are. As most people, I think, probably know by now, the Oahu Community Correctional Center is now the largest infection cluster in the state thus far in the pandemic. And yesterday, UPW, which represents more than 13,000 working people, public employees as well as private, called for the governor to basically press Nolan Espinda, the director of the Department of Public Safety, to resign. Now, a little while after the union issued that statement, the Hawaii Government Employees Association jumped in basically to support them. HGEA is even larger with about 40,000 members and retirees that they represent. And they are also calling for Mr. Espinda to resign.
Now, we saw a number of unions band together, you know, with concern about, I think, the opening of school. We saw the Hawaii State Teachers Association and I think HGA expressing concern. But this is a little different because they're saying he needs to go.
Yeah, I think the issue is that to date there have been 242 inmates who were infected and 51 staff. And we've been told by staff at OCCC that five of those ACOs are actually hospitalized. The Department of Health confirms that they know of three. And so there's a lot of fear within the facility, both on the part of inmates and staff, that the infection is out of control and that there isn't enough being done to curb the number of infections and to make the situation any better.
You know, we did have the gift of time there, and we were just talking with HBR's Kuve Hirishi, where they were talking about the situation with the hospitals on the Big Island, and they think that, you know, they're going to be okay with PPE. But, yeah, certainly we had the gift of time with the prisons. We knew this was coming. It was bound to happen, and now it has.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem is that if you talk to staff will tell you that from the very beginning of the pandemic, they've been complaining that there hasn't been enough PPE. There hasn't been medical grade masks for staff who are working in very crowded conditions. In fact, staff and inmates both up to this point have, for the most part, been using cloth masks that have been sewed by Wyaba Correctional Facility inmates. And then another problem has been that we learned that OCCC has been cutting corners on admissions. So the normal procedure and the one that's used by the Federal Detention Center over by the airport is when an inmate comes in, you isolate them for 14 days. The logic being that will give a chance for the virus to pass if anybody is infected on their way in and limit the spread of the disease within the facility. We now know that OCCC did not do that. In some cases, the isolation was cut short because of overcrowding. And we know for a fact also that on Maui, they were actually instructing their staff to just isolate incoming inmates for 5 days. That's probably not a recipe for a safe facility.
And how is it that HGA is getting involved? Because UPW normally represents the ACOs, right?
Yeah. I, to be honest with you, I'm not clear on exactly what membership HGEA has that would be directly involved in the operation of correctional facilities, but we do know that HGA and UPW work together frequently on various issues, and the heads of both of those unions are very active with ASME, and so that the sort of umbrella labor organization, and that may have played a part.
Well, I know that Nolan Espinda, his confirmation was a bit dicey the last go around, and UPW's Dayton Kanilua had supported him back then.
He did. And since then, one of the things that's changed is that Dayton was removed from the union for concerns about the management of money by the union. And taking his place was Administrator Liz Ho. And Liz has been hearing a great deal of concern from the ACOs that she represents. And it doesn't seem to be dying down much. You may recall also that there have actually been disturbances within OCCC on, I believe it was mid-August, basically August 15 and 16. So there's a lot of tension in the facility and a lot of concern about the situation there.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to see what happened at the Maui prison happen here where the numbers are much larger. But thanks so much, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
We've been talking with reporter Kevin Dayton. He's had our reality check for the day. Visit civilbeat.org to read his latest story.